He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arrowhead update on perhaps the biggest victory Monday of the year. BJ, I know you grew up a Chiefs fan. What was it like seeing the Chiefs clinch a playoff spot yesterday?
It was pretty special, not just because obviously you're in Arrowhead Stadium, which is the place that you want to be when they clinch something like that, but because of where they started and just being around these guys. Pete, we're around these guys every day, and to hear them talk about when they were 1-5 that it was they believed in themselves and all that. It wasn't just lip service. You'd expect them to say that, but these guys truly believed that, and to see them turn this thing around the way that they have and the kind of people they are away from the field and when the cameras aren't in front of their faces, it makes it that much more special to see them accomplish something like this.
If you watched the locker room celebration yesterday, obviously you saw Andy Reid dabbing, but a bigger thing to me was Eric Berry said, don't be surprised to these guys. You know, he expects them to be there and expects them now to roll with it. As far as injury updates for this team, Tom Bahali and Justin Houston didn't play on Sunday, so they're still day-to-day. So is Hussein Abdullah. You have DeAnthony Thomas dealing with some personal issues, but everyone kind of right now is day-to-day. You look at the playoff scenarios tonight, the Broncos will play the Bengals. If the Broncos were to lose, the Chiefs would take over first place, but Andy Reid talked on Monday, and he said he's not really into all the scenario games. He's focused on the Oakland Raiders.
No, he got asked about four different ways the same question. Everybody took their chance at it, but he wasn't going to budge because what's made the Chiefs successful all the way through this nine-game winning streak, which ties a franchise record, is that they are focused on what they can control and their details. He was asked about it. He said, I don't care about the scenarios. My focus is on the Oakland Raiders because, honestly, it doesn't matter what happens tonight if they don't take care of business next week.
Mitch Holthus talked a lot about it on Chiefs Rewind yesterday that no matter what, the AFC West will come down to this Sunday at Arrowhead. The game's been moved to 3:25 p.m. and it's Raider week, so that's, we know that's a big deal in Kansas City.
It's always going to be a big deal, and it makes it that much bigger deal when there's something to play for, and there is definitely something to play for both teams. The Raiders, they don't want to have a losing record, and the Chiefs, obviously they want to go to the playoffs. They want to win the division. Whatever ends up happening tonight, there's a lot of people rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals during that game tonight. I know I'm going to be watching. I know you're going to be watching, so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that.
Once 1-5, the Chiefs could win the AFC West. We'll see what happens. He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arrowhead Update.
65 toss power trap.